Auburn 4.7, Andy and Mel, 7.08. We're going to top out at 50 today. It is, I don't know what it is right now. I have no idea.
Like 15, it's cold out.
Yeah, it's pretty chilly out. It's going to be nice tomorrow. We'll be right around 50. So, first day of deer hunting. Woot woot. I'm going to be on the top of a hill getting the wind blasted in my face.
Yay.
Yay.
That sounds so awesome.
Shut up. Indoor girl.
You know, I'm a fair weather shooter.
You're
that's for sure.
You know what you are?
What?
Is a wimp.
Yeah. I get cold easy.
And you think camping is something you do in a cabin.
I like cabin camping.
It's not camping.
It's way more comfortable.
It's staying in a cabin.
I have tent camped before.
Uh-huh.
I much prefer a cabin.
Okay.
Especially when it's 100 degrees like it was this summer.
Speaking of hunting, shooting, whatever, there's a place in, of course, Florida.
Duh. It's if called, they're an idiot, it's from Florida.
It's called Combat City. This place will let you take your gun and shoot at people. And they shoot back.
Whoa.
Yeah. Let me explain before you jerk the wheel into the ditch again.
I wasn't jerking the wheel.
Before you step foot inside the range, customers meet with the owner. His name's Dave Kaplan. First thing when you get here, he says, everybody's checked. No guns, knives, ammunition on them.
Okay.
He then modifies the customer's gun, replacing the barrel so the live round will, a live round will not fire, but will still function as a regular weapon, shooting a soft rubber bullet instead.
Oh.
Participants then suit up in armor, protecting their head, neck, and private parts. And anyone who gets shot with it still feels pain, which is described as more severe than being shot with a paintball.
Interesting.
Yeah. And the interesting part is a growing number of women are going there to learn how to be tactical if someone is trying to hurt you.
I like it.
It costs under $150. That includes the modification to your gun.
I like it. That's pretty cool, actually. I mean, it gives you some real-life scenarios to protect yourself.
I love shooting. I don't want to get shot at with rubber bullets from a real gun.
Well, I don't know if I want to be shot at, so that just teach you how to duck.
You just want to shoot at other people. That's fun.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, but then if they're shooting at you, you know, then you can, you know, make sure
you
got
moves.
You'd
be the one who would hide behind a box the whole time until someone snuck up on you, and then you get one at close range. Ow, ow, ow.
Oh, no.
You would be the wimp.
Mm-mm.
You would totally be the wimp.
I'd have a bruise, because I bruise if you just touch my skin.
Okay. We'll get to more of your calls and texts, too, on whether or not cheerleading is more dangerous than football or hockey. That is coming up. News is next. Hang on. Morning, sunshine.
Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel, Hot 104.7.
How about a 4.7, Andy and Mal? Latest from Pink, that is called Try. It's 7:19. We're going to top out of 50 today. Not a bad weekend. It's going to be in the mid-50s all the way through like Tuesday or so. We got the Mash for Cash with Quality Lenders coming up in a few minutes. But first, every guy has a chick flick that he'll admit watching.
Right.
I do.
You do?
I do.
Titanic?
Well, The Princess Bride. I don't even consider The Princess Bride to be a chick flick, really. It kind of is, but nah.
I don't know.
There's enough action in it where it's not really it's a love story, but it's just an awesome movie.
Okay.
Jerry Maguire is one chick flick I've definitely seen. There is a list here.
You have me at hello.
Of chick flicks that guys love but won't admit they watch, according to egotastic.com.
Oh, really? Okay.
Here's the 10 that stand out on their list. Mean Girls.
Lindsay Lohan.
Yeah, never saw it.
You have it?
Nope.
I have.
The Proposal.
I love that movie. Sandra Bullock, Ryan Reynolds.
Never saw it.
Dude, you need to get out more.
With chick flicks, really?
How have you not seen that one, though? That one is hilarious.
Wasn't that the movie she got a Razzie for?
Yeah. No. No, I don't think so. But she was, well, maybe.
No, that's the one she got the Razzie for.
She got that one about that guy's name in it where she's stalking him.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
I can't think of the name of it, but that's not the one.
The Notebook.
I love that movie.
Never saw it.
You have never seen The Notebook for real?
Do you remember who you're talking to?
Oh, yeah, I forget. But how have you not seen that?
Bridget Jones' Diary.
Eh. I've seen it. It's kind of dumb.
It had Renee Zellweger in it, so I automatically was not going to watch it. If Renee Zellweger is in a movie, it has to be offset by the other lead actor by enough for me to watch it.
Yeah.
So, like, Jerry Maguire, well, she was still kind of new then, so she wasn't annoying yet. But, like, Me, Myself, and Irene, I would watch that because it was Jim Carrey.
Right.
He offset.
But that's not, like, a romantic.
Well, sure it is. It's a love story.
Kinda. I mean, what movie doesn't... There's not a lot of movies that don't have some sort of love story in them.
Here is the one movie, or one of two movies on this list I have actually seen.
Okay.
Sweet Home Alabama.
Love Sweet Home Alabama.
I saw it once. What year did that come out? 2002.
I love that movie.
I thought it was older than that. Weird. I don't remember why I saw it, but I
Patrick
did see
Dempsey's
it.
In it. And,
is it?
Yeah.
Oh, he's not the guy back home, though. He's like the new husband.
Yeah.
Or the guy she's going to marry. Or
yeah.
Yeah. Never Been Kissed. Isn't that...
Drew Barrymore.
Drew Barrymore, mm-hmm. Yeah.
I like that movie as well.
Legally Blonde. Never saw it. I can't believe guys would like watching Legally Blonde. I've seen it on TV, and as soon as I see her going, I turn the channel.
I'm guessing it's because girls in bikinis a lot kind of thing.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Love Actually. What is that one?
That is,
That sounds like a Sandra Bullock movie.
No.
Is it?
No.
Hugh
Grant, I think, is in it. A whole bunch of other actors.
13 Going on 30.
Oh, I like that movie.
That one, actually, I would watch that one. That one looked pretty good. But the one...
It's cute.
The other one, of course, that I have seen is Titanic.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, you said it earlier and...
Well...
Tried to steal my thunder again.
Sorry. You love
you
that.
You need to leave your hands off the driver's wheel. You really do.
Are you telling me that I'm not a good driver?
No, I'm telling you that you like to take over. That's all.
Why are you always in charge?
Because I'm sitting here. And you don't want to sit here. That's why.
That doesn't mean that I can't dictate part of the conversation.
Okay. Well, you do anyway.
I do.
Doesn't really matter
not.
Whether or not you're given the power. You do it anyway.
I do not.
Yes, you do. Mash for Cash with Quality Lenders. What are we up to today? It's day two, right? So we're up to 90 bucks.
Okay. Yeah.
90 bucks. There are seven songs in this mash. And if you know all seven, you will win $90 from Quality
the
Lenders.
Cash.
Good luck. So how was that for you? 361-5557. If you know all seven, you'll win $90 from Quality Lenders. It's 724, Hot 104.7.
Take care.
Sioux Falls weather. We are going to top out today at 50. Not too shabby. Down to 35 tonight. And then breezy 55 for the opening of deer season, if you're going, which I am. That's the only reason I mention it. Right now it's 15. And we have got... the Mash for Cash. Chance to win cash from Quality Lenders if you can correctly name all seven songs that are in the mash. I had to get my bed up here. Jake is on the phone. How are you, Jake?
I'm good. You?
Pretty good. So were you calling for the Mash for Cash?
I was.
Okay. Do you have all seven?
I think so.
Title and artist. Go ahead.
Okay. First, Blow Me, One Last Kiss. By Pink. The A-Team by Ed Sheeran. Life After You by Daughtry. Black and Yellow by Wiz Khalifa. According to You by Orianti. Hero by Nickelback. And OMG by Usher. Featuring Will I Am.
Jake?
Yes.
You got six right.
Oh.
You are wrong on one of them.
Okay.
And if you go back through it, you'll probably figure it out. I can't tell you because it'd be a dead giveaway for someone else, but...
Okay.
I appreciate you trying. He's kind of right, but he's not. He's not 100% right.
I know.
So it has to be 100%. Sorry, Jake. You can try again on Monday.
Okay.
All right, thanks.
Bye.
This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. That's true. What? Isn't it?
I guess, but why are you defending it?
I'm not. I'm just saying I don't know all the facts of the case, so I'm not rushing to judgment.
Okay.
Well, let's see here. What are we doing? Oh, yeah, we're cracking the vault. $50 party tab to the vault. We do it every week. We give out a number on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. On Friday, we ask for all three of them in order. If you give them to us, then we give you a $50 party tab to the vault. Lisa's on the phone. How are you, Lisa?
Good. How are you guys?
Pretty good. So, do you know the three digits to crack the vault?
I'm pretty sure I do.
Okay.
We got 34, 7, and 99.
Lisa, that is correct.
Awesome.
You have won yourself a $50 party tab to the vault, all right?
All right, thank you.
Congratulations. Do it again next week. Uh-oh.
Oh, it's a holiday.
Did you hear it? The garble?
No, I did not.
I wonder if we have birds on the tower again.
Oh, I hate them.
I do, too. Good thing we have a shadow today. He looks young and spry. He can climb up there and shoo him away.
He could, maybe.
Yeah.
He'd have to hop the fence.
Oh, it's a short fence?
I did hear garble there.
Yeah. God, I hate those birds. I hate them so bad. Yeah, there it is again.
It is. Oh! Yeah, you get to go scare away the birds.
Yeah. Well, have you climbed the ladder? No, we won't.
We're just kidding.
We'd get in lots of trouble if we had you climb that. Now, if you just went and did it on your own, well, that's your problem. I'm not telling you to climb it. I'm not saying there would be any financial reward involved if you did. Not saying that at all. Anyway, so our poll question this morning, we were talking about cheerleading. Is it more dangerous than, say, football or hockey, which are probably the two most dangerous sports that are commonly played in the United States? There was an incident on Tuesday. An Orlando Magic cheerleader fell on her head. And I saw a thing on one of the national newscasts about it as well, how dangerous it is. Doctors want it to be a sanctioned sport, and which it is. Competitive cheer is in South Dakota.
Yes.
The sideline cheerleading, I don't believe, is. It's just kind of an activity at the school, like lots of other things. And some of those activities are sanctioned, but some of them are not. Like, I was in chorus in high school, but I wasn't part of any of the competitive
show
stuff,
choir and
like
stuff
that the Activities Association is involved with. So, is it more dangerous than football or hockey? What do you think? Well, the poll on our website says 61% yes. Hmm. The injuries are even more severe.
I think that they can be.
I think they can be. I think your chances of getting it, a bad injury, are better in football or hockey. But the injuries are potentially worse in cheerleading.
I think so.
Mainly because there is no protective equipment whatsoever.
Right.
Let's see. Jaren is on the phone, I believe. Yes. Jaren, how are you?
My competitive team, it is definitely more dangerous. I broke my nose 3 times. I've had tendonitis in my wrist.
Wait a minute. You broke your nose 3 times?
Yeah.
How did you break your nose? Are you the flyer?
No, I'm the back base. I'm the one that, like, is in the very back. I'm really tall. So I, like, there's 2 side bases and a back base, and I'm the one that, like, throws her and catches her, and all her weight can come back on me if she starts going backwards.
And so, like, what hit you in the nose? Was it like her head or?
Once it was her head, once it was her elbow, and the other time I think it was her shoulders because she came back, but it was like a shoulder and a head at the same time.
So if they decided at the Activities Association that you guys need to start wearing helmets, how would you feel about that?
I'd be really angry. I mean, I can understand definitely the point about it, but there's not people like running at us on purpose. Like, I can understand in football because you know you're going to get hit, but in cheer, we have practice from 3 to 6 every single night.
Well,
and
by that logic, though, then baseball players shouldn't have to wear helmets because you don't know you're going to get hit.
That's kind of true, though, too, because I've only seen one baseball player get hit in the head once.
And if I was in your position, I would want a catcher's mask.
Kind of. Like, my flyer has really sharp elbows. I've gotten hit so much. Like, I still have bruises from college season, and I got over, like, 2 weeks ago.
I played football for I don't know how many years, and I never once broke my nose.
Yeah, so. Well, I didn't think it was broken the first time. but I think it's definitely more dangerous than football. Like, and we put a lot of, like, our whole football team is like, you guys don't do anything, but we just won ESD. And, like, I don't know, they made all the football players apologize to us.
Yeah. Well, thanks for the call, Jaron.
Yep.
Have a good one.
Bye.
Yeah, I remember the cheerleaders got in trouble on our bus because they were wearing perfume and talking.
They got in trouble?
On the way to a game.
For wearing perfume?
Well, they got booted off the bus. They had to find their own ride from then on.
Okay.
Because we're supposed to be focused.
Oh. Okay. Yeah. Just so you know, the cheerleader's job, part of the cheerleader's job is to pep you up.
I didn't even know they were there. I didn't even know the crowd was there half the time, honestly.
So then why
you're so focused on what you're doing, you don't even notice the crowd.
Then why would that matter?
The
then what about the perfume part? Who cares if they're wearing perfume?
It's a distraction.
Perfume is a distraction.
Yeah. Well, you smell good girl perfume. Well, okay, let's ask a current high school kid. Keenan from West Central is our shadow today. Is his mic on? No? Oh, it is now. Okay. Would it be distracting on the bus to a game if the cheerleaders were on there wearing perfume?
Actually, most definitely it would.
Yeah.
You smell girls' perfume on the bus, I mean...
Your brain's going to go somewhere other than the game.
True.
Yeah. See? Do the cheerleaders ride the bus at West Central?
Definitely not. Our coaches would not allow that.
Yeah, no. They used to when I was in high school, and then halfway through my senior year, they didn't get to anymore. So, yeah.
I don't know about football, but I know for wrestling tournaments, because I was a wrestling cheerleader, and then for girls' basketball ones, of course, they're all girls.
It depends on if you're a little bigger school. Maybe you have that luxury. But is cheerleading more dangerous than football or hockey? 361-5557. Email or text AM at hot1047.com. Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel, 756. Going to top out at 50 today. It is 19 right now, and we have some kind of sad... Breaking news!
Twinkies maker Hostess plans to go out of business. They are closing the doors after 82 years, I believe it was, being open. So, yeah.
How many people are losing their jobs?
About 18,500 people are going to be losing their jobs. Over 500 in some different outlets throughout the United States.
And
so.
Someone on Twitter said, what are we supposed to eat in the apocalypse?
Yeah, Kelly said that. So go stock up on Twinkies.
Yeah. They don't last forever, by the way.
No. God, thank goodness.
I learned that on Life After People. You know what food does last forever?
What?
Honey.
Oh, yeah.
Like, honey can just sit there for decades and decades, and it doesn't go bad. The other one that almost lasts forever is fruitcake.
Gross.
Yeah. Very. Is cheerleading as dangerous or more dangerous than football or hockey? Our poll question this morning at hot1047.com. 58% say yes, the injuries are even more severe. 41% say no, nobody's trying to tackle or cross-check them. True, except you're hitting the ground if you fall.
Right.
Jackie's on the phone. How are you, Jackie?
Good. I'm actually a competitive dance judge for high school.
Uh-huh.
And I do a little bit with cheer, and I think it's just as dangerous. It's just different types of injuries.
Well, yes and no. I mean,
you can get a concussion.
Concussions are going to be there. I think the one danger I think that is not present with football just because of the helmet would be like a skull fracture. I mean, a girl could definitely get a skull fracture falling.
Yeah.
Well, and I know, like, I've heard of girls, like, breaking their shoulders and stuff because they fall and hit them.
Yeah, well, football players break them, too. I think that's the funny thing is the injuries are... really similar, probably, outside of, like, I don't know how many...
running at each other is the only thing.
Yeah, I mean, you're not getting those collisions where...
Yeah, those collision-type things.
But when you're colliding with the ground, I don't know that's the ground that's super solid and not moving, or another body that's moving at the same speed as you.
Well, I mean, I don't know about the helmet thing, but I wonder if they should maybe wear mouthpieces. You know, there's probably some safety equipment that they could probably use.
Well, they couldn't wear mouthpieces if they're doing a cheer.
No, but if they're doing, if, you know, during just
like dance
part.
But I mean, they could wear a top mouthpiece and still be able to get the words out good enough as a group.
Yeah, exactly. I guess. I don't know. I just think there is a possibility of maybe they should need some safety equipment of some type.
Yeah, shoulder pads.
Yeah. Maybe even like shoulder pads.
That'd be kind of funny under the uniform.
Well, a little bit.
Maybe like the headgear that maybe wrestlers wear.
I don't think that would do any good.
Wouldn't help.
That just covers ears from getting ripped off. That's all that does. Well, thanks for the call, Jackie.
I'm sure they'd come up with something, though.
Yeah. Thanks for the call.
Yep. Bye bye.
Yeah, the cauliflower ear. You ever see a kid get cauliflower ear or a wrestler?
So gross.
It is so gross.
Ugh.
That is the grossest condition I have ever seen.
Awful. Awful.
Charity's on the phone. How are you, Charity?
I'm doing good, and you guys?
Pretty good. Okay, real quick, is football or is cheerleading as or more dangerous than football?
It's not, and I come from both perspectives because I was a head cheerleader, then I played rugby for the Team USA.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so I was one of the flyers. You know, I was the flyer for a cheerleader, but then rugby, I kind of broke a few bones there, and it's just more of a compact sport.
Rugby is more injury prone than, well, it's different. I mean, there isn't usually a lot of broken necks, you know, those kind of injuries, because rugby players aren't dropping their head.
Right.
That's where the broken necks happen, but
exactly.
You don't have a helmet, so you're not dropping your head, but there's a lot of other broken bones in rugby. Those people are crazy.
Just 1-inch pads we have on.
Yeah. Thanks for the call, Charity.
Yep.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
Yeah, I usually avoided the rugby parties in college.
Probably a good idea.
Those dudes are nuts.
Probably a good idea.
And even if they're, I mean, and it wasn't that they were like aggressively seeking out fights, but if one came to them, they were not afraid of it. And I didn't want to get caught in the middle.
Smart.
Dudes are nuts. Anyway, I got one text that said, all your poll says is that 58% of people on your website are women. Well, not necessarily, because Charity just said that, no, she thought football was more. I should have put a third option on. I should have said, are they equal?
Yeah.
Because honestly, I think they're about equal when it comes to the risk.
I do not believe that it's mostly women saying that, because most of our callers in the 6 o'clock hour were men regarding it.
And a lot of them were saying cheerleading.
Yeah. So I don't think that that's a.
I got a text from a woman here that says, I say football. My husband played semi pro ball, and a hit in the back ended his career. And there are players who have died due to injury. Yeah. It's an interesting question, but, you know, what will happen? Are things going to change? I mean, football is changing all the time. I mean, if they want to take away concussions in football or reduce them. I don't remember who the sportscaster was that suggested it, but take away the helmet. No more helmets. Dudes aren't going to start dropping their head on hits anymore.
Right.
That's true. Or at least go back to like the leather helmet.
Ooh.
That'd be cool looking too.
They are kind of cool looking.
Yeah, they're pretty cool looking. Hey, we got the Weekend Wake Up with DJ Core coming up at 9 o'clock. It's 802, Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7.com.